All right, Dan Bilzerian's with us a little bit longer. He's running for Congress out of the 6th District in Florida against Randy Fine, one of the nastiest globalist Zionists out there, big censors, you name it. When are you going to get a chance to debate this guy? Is he running from you? This has got to be his ultimate nightmare to have you running against him.
Yeah, so TMZ interviewed me, and it was a bit of a hit piece. They kept trying to pin me down on being an anti-Semite. And I got to give credit where credit's due. They interviewed him afterwards and absolutely roasted him. They really held his feet to the fire on a lot of the things that he said. And one of the questions they asked him is if he would debate me, and he said that he would not. So I would love to debate him. I'm happy to debate him, but I think that he would be very scared of that conversation because he's used to just telling his constituents whatever talking points he thinks that they want to hear, and he doesn't want to have real conversations.
Well, I mean, he is a cartoon character.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Well, he's going to have to. I mean, you're showing up pretty good in the polls. He's going to have to debate you, isn't he?
You know what? To be totally honest, I'm a little bit new to this politics stuff. I really only decided to do this last minute because of the war in Iran and how much I was just so against that. And the negative effects that were coming from that, and the fact that we could potentially, you know, not only be in World War III, but have our life as we know it stop because of this stupid war. And he was so supportive of that. And I looked at when the primaries were, and I had time to run a legitimate campaign. And so that was kind of the catalyst for this. So I'm not, to be totally honest, I'm not sure if he has to debate me or not. I hope he does. I would love to do that.
Well, in the old days, they would have, instead of two kingdoms fight, they would have the two champions fight. Would you challenge Randy Fine, though I know you're scared of him, he probably can't wipe his ass, weighs like 400 pounds, would you do a cage match, bare knuckle, with Randy Fine?
Any type of warfare against Randy Fine, I would be amenable to. Guns, no guns, fists, gloves, anything he wants.
So you're challenging him right now. Well, let's not do anything illegal. I think Vegas bare knuckle's legal, or maybe you guys could go to Thailand or something. You're saying... Though he is formidable, Hulk Hogan was scared of him, I'm told, or even Mike Tyson is. But you're saying you are ready and willing to take him on in a cage match.
100%.
Well, issue the challenge right now to Randy.
Yeah, to a debate, to a cage match, boxing match, anything that he would want to do, I am all for it.
You're not intimidated by Randy.
No, he is the antithesis of everything that I stand for. He is the problem in America, and he is the embodiment of Jewish supremacy. So I would fight him with everything I have.
I'm told he can squat 1,000 pounds and bench press 600.
Well, just standing up, he's probably squatting 500 pounds.
That's a joke. I'm joking. No, he can hardly walk.
No, I'm saying he has to squat 500 pounds to stand up. So.
I tell you what, since this is not fair, would you take on Chuck Schumer, Congressman Nadler, and Randy Fine, the three of them against you in the ring?
Oh, man, I don't know. Three against one. Hold on.
Come on, Dan. You're in good shape. None of them could walk.
Yeah, well.
let me just say this. I will take on Chuck Schumer, Netanyahu, Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, Randy Fine, Nadler, and Schumer, all seven or eight of them, no problem. Bare knuckles in the ring. I don't wish no violence against them, but I'm serious. For charity, I guarantee you, and I'm not even in the best shape, guaranteed I could take them all. Are you kidding? You couldn't take Schumer? Nadler can't even walk, and Fine. You're saying Dan Bilzerian can't take on those guys.
Oh, for sure. I just don't know if I fought all three of them or all eight of them at the same time, how that would be. But one at a time, happily, the entire list.
Most of them can't even walk.
This is kind of like that whole gorilla against 100 infants or 100 retarded guys or whatever. I guess this is one way to find out.
I would bet $10 million that you could beat all eight of those guys. Dude, all you got to do is get one punch in on each. They just splattered rotten diarrhea out their ass. We'll be right back with Dan Bilzerian.
If it would get me in a ring with Ben Shapiro and Netanyahu, I...